Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I read Al's blog, and then Sonny Joe came in. And the first thing he said is usually every morning it's good morning. Today it's, did you read Al's blog?
Are you going to read it in girl voice?
No, I'm just going to read it as Al. Can I read it out? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Or should you read it?
No.
We need girl voice.
Who would you prefer to read it?
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
It's too painful for him to read.
It is. I'm already regretting writing it, but
don't. Ahead. Here's Big Al's blog. Don't you hate it when you're just embarrassed and it's your fault?
Yeah, I feel you already.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe
that
this will make you,
are you
feel
sure
like
you
more of a thug.
Put like Notebook soundtrack behind it.
Yeah, that's probably not the right music. Hold on. Like how about this?
Oh no.
Can we throw in the sound of rain against the window?
Sure. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Can we put Delilah on in the background?
Oh, can I read it?
Oh man.
Al, you want to share your most sensitive thoughts?
I have to pee, so I can't do the rain right now. I didn't get to pee on that break.
I had been mentioning that I was thinking about moving, and I mentioned it to Dr. Girlfriend. So when she showed me the picture of a nice condo, all I could think is, wow, she's looking toward the future too, for me as well as for us.
What?
And oddly enough, it really didn't freak me out that bad.
What?
It was a nice condo.
That was your first thought.
3 bedrooms, 2-story, hardwood floors. So sure, it was a little bigger than what I really needed at the time, but if she's going to be spending a little time there, I'm happy to pay for it, and that could work. So she set up the appointment to look at it, and we met the realtor. We toured the condo, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, okay, it's like a decent enough place. I could see us living here, and she seemed to like it a lot, too. And I'm like, okay, wow, maybe we are slowly headed to the next level without really saying that we're heading to the next level.
What?
Not that we'd be living together, because my mother would never let me do that. But still.
Oh my God, Al's thinking about the 3rd bedroom being a nursery and what color he's going to paint it.
Yeah, this is still the next step, right? She's getting involved in my big decisions. That's a great sign, isn't it? So I'm looking around and I hear the real estate dude strike up a conversation with her and asked her if this was too much space, meaning would a 2-bedroom be okay? She said, yeah, I think a 2-bedroom's going to be fine because I'm going to have a roommate. Huh? Roommate?
Oops.
Wow, she's calling me a roommate.
Oh, no.
Then she went on to talk about her roommate. She said the 2 of us work opposite shifts and we wouldn't see each other very much. I'm like, we don't work opposite shifts.
I hope this roommate's a guy, too.
You kind of do.
Oh.
It could still be you, Al.
So what I didn't know was that she had no idea that I wanted to move somewhere else. This was a condo for her and her roommate.
Yeah.
I was way too embarrassed to tell her what I was thinking. Oh, well, so much for next level.
Did you then go home and cry over it?
What guy gets upset that the relationship hasn't gone to the next level?
He's crying right now. Why are you taking your vanity glasses off?
I'm just embarrassed.
You're taking your glasses off and wiping your eyes, Al.
Look, he's crying.
I was just embarrassed.
Are you crying right now?
Yeah, he's embarrassed with tears. I'm not crying.
Yeah, he is.
Are you doing this a lot to yourself?
No.
Oh, hey, look how puffy his eyes are.
No, I'm good.
Did you have a good cry this morning?
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
What did she say? You did tell her that, this is crazy, but first of all, you should have never said it.
I should.
But I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
This is crazy. I actually thought you were looking at an apartment for us.
I just met you.
I told her over
this
the phone.
This is crazy.
I didn't tell her like right there. I was too embarrassed.
Then why say anything? You could have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Because no thought in Al's head doesn't deserve to get out.
Because he's a girl. Girls do that. They have to share everything.
Like on The Bachelor. I would think the best plan on The Bachelor would be not to tell, if you're one of the girls, not to tell The Bachelor how into him you are. You're on The Bachelor. Clearly, you want to be with him.
Be a little coy about it.
Be coy. Step back from it.
Yeah, but not at this point with his relationship, because that would be playing a game.
Well, it's been 4 months in one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Al, you know what this means.
Well, I want to hear the story.
That's like another year.
She was just one of those. That's what she was saying, because this was over the phone.
Yeah.
And I said,
what did she say over the phone?
She just said, sorry. You know, she just apologized for my being embarrassed.
She was around other people, and she was giving people the look like, oh, my goodness, my boyfriend is kind of crazy weird.
Al, I'm sorry that we're so intrusive, but we do have a wire on your phone, of course, and I have that conversation. when Big Al called Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You have my phone wired?
Yeah, here's the first thing Al said.
Hey, babe, I'm just calling to say goodnight. I love you. I know that you're causing homework or you're with the boys or grabbing me.
How you let her go hang out with the boys?
That was Lene, sorry. Al, yes. When you told her, I thought we were looking for us, what did she say?
Yeah, nothing. It was very brief. She goes, I'm sorry you were embarrassed. And, you know,
oh, it was like serious, not funny.
She laughed.
And brief.
She just kind of laughed. And then I just left it alone.
Yeah, I'll call you later, baby, okay?
Yeah, just left it alone. It was very...
So did you
say, you know what, though? That actually opened... that opened the door for the conversation. Where are we going?
No, I'm not going to have that conversation.
Where is this relationship going?
No dude does that. No dude. And I'm not that girly yet.
Big Alicia does it.
Baby, I'm not here to push, okay? I'm not here to push or anything.
You're just basing my voice.
Just need to know where we're headed, you know, because, you know what?
What do you mean, like for dinner tonight?
Because I've made no secret that I'm interested in a long-term relationship leading to marriage. Hopefully, first in a church and then in a beautiful park with a beautiful pond. And I think you and I will show up on matching white Arabian horses. And I went ahead and drew a picture of what our baby would look like. And I want you to color this in and give it back to me tomorrow because I'm not sure of the skin pigmentation. So if you don't mind, fill that. Because I need to know where we're headed, okay?
I thought we were
I don't want to waste all my best years. If you're not serious about this, are you serious about me, baby?
Like serious about going to Chili's right now or what?
Oh, man.
Because I guess I'm at that point. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry right now.
I'm going to take some extra shifts at the hospital this weekend, I think.
That's fine, baby. You know,
sure?
I never want to get between you and your work.
Yeah.
I know it's your first passion. But I just want to know where we're headed with this.
No, I don't know.
I want you to think about that. Get back to me, okay? All right, Project Runway's on. I wish I knew how to quit you. Where's my hat?
Where's your tampon?
Okay. All right. Anybody going to NASCAR this weekend?
It's very...
Try and cover it.
And you pick the whitest thing.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
I think it's very emotionally mature of you
to
be this guy now who wants to settle down to the point where you've proposed to the last five girlfriends after 3 months.
I proposed last five girlfriends. But
how many out of your past girlfriends have you proposed to?
No, I've already proposed
four and a half.
It's very mature, Al, but you cannot ever let on. You can't ever let on.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you are.
He already did.
No, I didn't.
Done.
I just thought one thing, and it was another thing. You just blogged about it. Yeah.
So now it's out there, and you can't take it back.
That's what I do. I blog about stuff.
I mean, Al, this early on, you got to keep the power. Either way, it's a power struggle.
Power.
You know, the girl wants
had
the, she's, she
dude,
has
power
since day one.
She has had the power.
She's got the power.
Unless she gave the power up.
The power company. I don't just have the power. I got the whole electric
You ain't got the power.
I got the power.
Never had
power.
It. Never will.
You're not
going
to have the power
done.
For a year now since she's moving in with a roommate.
Dude, I can make any decision in this relationship, and she is down.
You so don't have any power that you're washing her clothes down by the river. That's how little power you have.
I got the power, dog. You just call me P. I'm power.
You have the power, and you're stepping in her dog's poop in your apartment every day.
Yeah, it was messed up.
So you told her, right?
Mm-hmm, I sure
did. Looks like player getting played.
Sure did. No,
I don't think he's getting played.
Bet you got a dude on the side.
Player ain't getting played.
Bet you got a dude on the side.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
She's got some hot little young nurse. Male nurse.
She's too busy.
Obviously, that's her type. You know, the sensitive young male nurse type.
I think she'd be too busy.
She's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it by me.
She's going to run, Al. She's going to run from you.
I can do everything except talk about her on the radio.
Did you never have a girl that pushed too hard in that area and it repelled you?
Yeah.
Like
I'm not pushing. I just thought one thing.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, sure.
Where they want it to be more.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But see, you don't understand about his relationship with his mother. And Al's, there's a lot of stuff between the lines of him assuming that they're moving in together because he promised his mother he would never live with a woman outside of marriage.
Yeah.
So when Al even considers moving in with this woman, considering this is going to that level, he's thinking marriage.
Because you got to be married before you move in.
Well,
he promised his mother. She said, she told him, even if I die, Even after I die, you have to promise me you won't live with a woman.
I think that's an unfair thing to put on a son.
That's what she did. It hadn't stopped him from making babies. But as long as he's not living, as long as he's not living with the woman while he's having sex outside of marriage.
So there's not even an exception after you've impregnated them. You still can't live with them.
It's just the living together part. It's for appearances.
It's okay to make a baby with them, but don't live with them.
Don't you want to make sure you guys can live together? Make sure everything goes well.
That's way too much. Moving in and getting married. Oh, like right.
No, just one or the other.
But that's what he's thinking.
One or the other.
You have to know that.
I was just trying to.
You promised your mother.
I was just trying to check out an apartment. I just misunderstood some things.
You promised your mother you'd marry her before you live with her. So you're already ring shopping in your head.
I'm not ring shopping. I'm not proposing. No, dog. I'm still a player.
So the doctor has all kinds of questions like, how much is the HOA fees? How much is the security deposit? Big Al has one question. Will you accept this rose?
Al, have you planned a honeymoon?
No, I haven't planned a honeymoon, girl. I'm still playing, girl.
Have you bought bridal magazines?
Al's
buying bridal magazines. You're folding down pages.
This is so serious.
You have. You've picked out the invitations.
Cut down his face and put it on the groom.
Yeah. Can we call your mom on the radio so you can ask her if you can move in with a girl?
Y'all are down with Fuchsia, right?
Oh.
No.
Can we do that?
Did I tell you what I saw him doing yesterday?
What?
He was practicing his handwriting, and he had a piece of paper out, and he's writing his first name and her last name over and over again.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So we're doing this fashion show next week. We're calling it the Thrift Shop Fashion Show Challenge. And, of course, it's modeled after the song that's number one in the nation right now. Popping tags at the thrift store, finding stuff that's cheap. That's all popping tags is. When I first heard it, the very first time, I thought, I wonder if popping tags means like switching tags and making something less expensive, you know? And then, like, that's how he's a criminal. That's what I'm doing. But no, it's just about I'm broke and here's how I look fly. Right. I go out and buy clothes at the thrift shop. We wondered if we could do that same thing. Have a set amount of money for each one of us. Take it to the thrift shop. Buy some clothes for an actual high fashion model. Mm. So we recruited models from the Kim Dawson Agency. Their models have graced the covers of every international fashion magazine. Been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
And we're going to get these models, put them on the runway, wearing whatever we buy them. And each of us will have our own model.
Yep.
And each of us will dress that model using the $127 we've got to spend at the thrift store.
That's almost too much money.
Question.
Yeah.
Can I trade up in the draft?
We drew for position yesterday, and I drew the number one
You did.
Position.
Yeah, you got first
I'm
round.
I'm number two, so I'm guaranteed a girl.
There's only two girl models and three guy models, because with three guys on the show, we thought guys might want to dress guys. Turns out we're going to make it just pretty random. So we're going to have girls dressing guys and guys dressing girls.
I got my draft board ready, but I'm ready to make a draft.
How high
change.
Do you want to move up?
I'm willing to go up as high as two.
Where are you now?
I'm at four.
Four.
We actually drew, ironically enough, in the exact order that we all came to this show in the
Isn't
first
funny?
Place.
We so, realized that
weird.
After the show.
So Kid gets to choose the model first. Kelly gets two. Al gets three. JC gets four, and I'm last.
Okay, so the models are on KidNation.com, and you can look them up there. But I have two choices for women, because I'm going to choose a girl.
All of these models are beautiful.
Yeah. My choices are Megan Rundstedler and Lindsay Higgins. Now, they seem pretty similar.
Look at the sizes.
Megan is 5'11" and wears a size 2 dress.
Okay.
Lindsay is 5'11" and wears a size 0.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Megan is a little smaller up top. She's a 34B.
That's the bust.
Lindsay is a 35.
Thanks, JC.
Wait.
Look at the shoes, though.
Megan has a 24-inch waist.
So you're looking at the wrong size. Size and shoe is all that matters.
Lindsay has a 25-inch waist.
All right, then.
One of them wears a size 10. The other wears a size 8.5.
Right.
So I've got a green-eyed, brown-haired girl, Megan, who's statuesque and beautiful. And then I've got a blue-eyed, brown-haired Lindsay, who's statuesque and beautiful.
Yes.
And one of them has bigger feet. That's about the only difference.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
So as I think about the thrift shop, where sizes are not, plentiful.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's a lot of zeros and twos at the thrift store.
But I mean, for shoes, am I going to have a hard time finding a stylish pair of size 10 shoes?
Yes, because I wear an 8 or 8.5, and I can never find shoes in vintage stores.
So you're saying the 10 would be harder, or the 8.5 would be harder, you think?
For that reason only, I'm going to go with the smaller shoed woman.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you announced so we're it, not, so you're taking Megan. Okay.
I'm taking Lindsay.
But you could
you're taking Lindsay, that's right.
With one of those looks that a girl could wear some, like some guy tennis shoes, and you'd be able to find plenty.
Yeah, you got great advice.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. That's
let me hold on. Let me look at you and see if I want your advice.
Yeah, let's put her in high fashion and some old Jordans.
Because we'll win if we give Al the girl.
So I've chosen my model, Lindsay Higgins.
Right. Kelly, and I take Megan Runstetler.
Hold on, and now Kelly Raspberry is on the clock.
I take Megan Runstetler.
Okay. Can I make
a trade? But Tracy wanted to trade. Like maybe we could offer something up, like maybe a challenge to trade.
No, it's too complicated.
I'll mow your lawn in my underwear or something. I don't know.
Megan and I are going to be best friends.
Kelly, can anything?
I'm going to get some diet tips from her, and I'm going to be a size 2.4 and grow my foot another size.
Kelly, if JC offered you cash for Lindsay.
I'll give you $50 out of my $120.
Okay, not enough, huh?
No, I want to be best friends with her. Okay. You have to understand. All right, I'm in love.
With the second pick
unfortunately, guys, the girls are gone.
The girls are gone.
With the second pick in the thrift shop fashion draft, Kelly Raspberry chooses Lindsay Higgins.
No, I choose Megan.
Oh, Megan.
No. Yeah. You choose Lindsay.
I got Lindsay Higgins.
You can't tell me who you want and then expect me not to steal them.
Maybe she's using reverse psychology, though.
Okay, we have three guys left. Let's go quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So our choices are Amir Mackey, and he is, 6'2", size 13 shoes. That's the same size.
They're all about the same size.
32
inch
waist.
I don't know why you guys are worried about the shoes. Can you just, can you two just not pick two guys and like leave the one that I might want to hook up with?
How the hell? And I just want to know who you want to hook up with.
I know, they're probably
all First of all, they're all guys. You want to hook up with all of them.
You got a European, a light-skinned brother, and
Big Al
Mac
is on the clock.
I'm
going
to have to go with...
take the white guy. I bet it's the white guy she wants.
Probably so. I'm going to have to go with the brother. I'm keeping it with the brothers. Brandon Williams.
Oh, Brandon, I am so sorry. You're stuck with Big Al.
Brandon, this might ruin
I'm
your
so
career.
Sorry.
Your career might be over.
Why would Brandon. You do that to another brother?
Brandon, you're going to end up wearing FUBU.
With the third pick in the draft.
What's wrong with FUBU, though?
Big Al has chosen the very upset and weeping Brandon Williams.
Brandon's sharp, man.
Yeah, good-looking brother.
I'm sorry.
JC!
You got the last pick. I can't help who I'm going to pick, and I'm
going to
pick.
JC, you're four. You're on the clock.
With the fourth pick in the fashion draft, JC selects David Miller out of wherever he's from.
David Miller.
That's who Jenna
6 foot one.
I'll let you talk to him, Jenna.
I'm going to tell you, though, that Amir, I don't know, he doesn't have a vowel. He's hot, and that running shot is good.
Help me with something. Yeah. Because I wear 32 length pants.
Okay.
Right?
No,
right.
You don't.
So does he, and he's 6'1".
You don't. I wear 32 length pants.
Here's your cuff.
I think he's got very, very short legs.
No.
I'm not sure he's able. I don't think he can get across that whole runway.
I'm 6'1", and I wear 32 inch.
Oh, you do?
See, yeah.
Capris.
Maybe you pull yours up.
Maybe I do.
You do. But I didn't pick Amir just because his shoe was 13, and I think I'd have problems finding a size 13 at the thrift shop.
All right, Jenna, what are your thoughts on inheriting Amir?
Oh, Amir's hot. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, what am I supposed to say? I'm last pick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't feel bad about that he's chosen last.
That's not – you guys should feel bad
reflection
that he's
on
last
him.
Pick.
His big
reflection
foot,
on me.
His big feet are what drew me away.
He had the biggest.
Right?
Yeah.
He had the biggest feet, Jenna.
The biggest feet.
Toughest to find shoes.
All right, so the models are set.
Yep.
We know their sizes.
This goes down.
He is brown hair, brown eyed, and that is more my thing because that other guy that's hot is blonde.
Tell you what, Amir's ripped.
This is going down Monday.
Hey,
right?
I was practically married to Amir. If I was taking a guy, I would have taken him.
Are we doing the actual fashion show on Monday? Okay.
7:30 cents.
We got to talk about when we go shopping.
About right now.
I got a problem now.
Is Amir straight?
We'll figure it out.
Huh? Is Amir straight?
They don't have their sexual orientation on here.
He looks like he's a straight dude.
Yes, he's straight. Look at him.
That shirtless pic, he's looking like he's looking at a girl, like going, hey, girl, check this out.
Look at that running photo.
Just try him out. Hit on him, and if he rejects you, he's probably straight.
No, lots of straight guys reject me.
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
thanks for that.
We go shopping without them then?
We have a $127 limit. We must furnish the receipts for everything.
Okay.
No consignment stores. Have to be a thrift shop.
I know. That's what...
And we'll be shopping sometime between now and Monday morning.
Is the one by our house a thrift shop, Kelly?
Yeah, that one on
the
way home.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's good. I've been there.
I think we should go to a thrift shop that gives money to like a shelter or something for battered
women. There are some.
A lot of them do. This shelter one does.
We, okay. That she's talking about, yeah. They employ a lot of mentally challenged people and stuff. So, yep. I mean, there's a lot of...
Cool.
Yeah, it's
there's
good.
A lot of charity angles with these.
Yes.
Big Al, do you want to see if they have any openings?
Okay, I got a tinkle, dog. We need to really wrap
excuse me.
I got a tinkle.
Well, that was your
tinkle.
That was tinkle. Your death sentence right there.
Say I got to take a Wiz Khalifa or something.
Tinkle. No, because whenever somebody has to go to the bathroom, he makes us stay on the air longer to make you suffer.
Yeah, let's stay. Well,
I had to go last break, but why would you say tinkle?
Yeah, actually,
I don't say tinkle.
That,
yeah.
Al, we're going to play the new sound effect we got, the running water sound effect.
I'm so glad I just went.
I've been sitting doing the pee-pee sway for the last 5 minutes.
I hated when you guys did this to me.
We got a good deal on this. We got it for 55 cents.
I'm doing the pee-pee sway. Really? Really bad. Really
you okay?
bad.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. Oh, really, really, really.
Good. So tell me what you're doing over the next 6 months.
You want some water? I've got some extra water.
Oh, I don't want any water.
I'm so
water.
Thirsty right
Al,
now.
Al, did you find a place to move in?
No,
alone?
I didn't. I didn't find a place to move between last break and this break.
Sonny, just in case, would you flush the toilet in there?
Thanks. Let me turn the mic up. Really. Turn your mic up, JC, so we can hear this. Flush the toilet in there.
I can't turn
here,
my mic up.
I got it.
All right, here we go.
I don't think he can hear it. Al can hear it.
I can hear it just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, nothing makes me have to go more than hearing the toilet flush.
God.
Yeah.
Come on,
and,
man.
You know, sometimes going, yeah, just go, when you have to go really bad and then going, it feels so good, doesn't it, Kelly, since we just went? Look at all that water I just drank.
No, okay. No. All right. I really.
Like a liter of water. Mm.
Kelly, you're being rude.
Very.
What?
You're being rude there. Stop that.
Oh, yeah. Go dip Al's hand in some water. I want to chug some.
Everybody in here is trying to get Al to pee. All right. I want to tell you what's coming up next.
All right. What's coming up?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming to the studio for that.
All right. Coming up next. I was talking yesterday about this new sleep aid that I thought was kind of bizarre because it's designed to take in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you wake up and
right. You've
got maybe 4 hours left. It's mild enough, and you just put it under your tongue, and it'll put you to sleep for about 4 hours, and then
well,
you're fine.
Well, for us, that's like all we get,
yeah.
Usually.
Take it wet when we go to bed.
Yeah.
But watching this commercial, the list of side effects that they are required to disclose scared me away a little from this product.
Really?
And from this prescription, and it made me want to see if there was anything even more dangerous out there.
Oh, like, I bet there is.
What... Just how far will you go knowing the side effects of a drug and still saying, oh, yeah, that's all right. I'll take it.
I'll still take it.
Yeah, I'll still take it. For example, if you heard...
Serious side effects include worsening of an enlarged prostate, possible increased risk of prostate cancer, lower sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet, or body, enlarged or painful breasts, problems breathing during sleep, and blood clots in the legs.
Yeah, give me a prescription for that. That sounds awesome.
That'll give you cankles?
Yeah, that's the worst part about it. Everything else is fine. I don't want cankles.
Is there a drug out there where one of the side effects listed is... may cause compulsive gambling and risky sexual activity.
Yes, risky. I have heard that commercial.
That's a trip to Vegas.
I want that pill next time I go to Vegas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
perfect.
It's Ambien.
No, it's not. It's something different, actually.
Then never mind.
Okay.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Now.
Hi, everybody.
Oh.
Have you heard of Intermezzo?
Uh-uh. What's that?
I don't even have a cousin.
That's a musical note, but I mean, musical term,
that's
right?
Intermezzorables.
Mezzo soprano.
It's a new drug that's out.
No, I have not.
That you can take in the middle of the night, and it's a sleeping pill when you only have a few hours to sleep.
So it's like Ambien Light or something?
Yeah, it's like a little niche sleeping pill. You know, they're trying to weasel in there from the people that take them right before they go to bed to the people that try not to take it, and then they wake up in the middle of the night because they're addicted to Ambien, and they have to take something.
Yeah, because it wears off after 3 hours.
Yeah, so they take this Intermezzo. And the commercial is, I was watching it, and I'm like, kind of interested in it, you know, because sometimes we have trouble sleeping.
In the middle of the night, it can be frustrating. It's hard to turn off and go back to sleep. Intermezzo is the first and only prescription sleep aid approved for use as needed in the middle of the night when
you can't
get back to sleep. It's an effective sleep medicine you don't take before bedtime.
Essentially, it's Ambien.
Yeah, because
it's like half a dose, and it fits under your tongue and it dissolves.
Yeah, because that medical name Zolpidem is what Ambien.
Isn't that
is.
How they exactly. used to take drugs back in like the 60s and 70s? Just a little pill, put under your tongue, dissolves.
Well, in like insane asylums, they do that. Yeah, but this dissolves under your tongue, and you get about 4 hours sleep, up to 4 hours, and then you're totally fine. But like all drug commercials, Intermezzo has to release the side effects.
Yes.
So I'm watching this. I'm like, well, you know what? That might be better than taking full strength Ambien.
Yeah.
I'll just try to sleep. And if I can't, in the middle of the night, I'll reach over to the nightstand. I'll grab one of those and slip it under my tongue. And it's blissful sleep for 4 hours.
You take it by midnight. You wake up by 4 years.
Perfect. Yeah. But then you listen to the list of side effects.
Do not drive or operate machinery until at least 4 hours after taking Intermezzo and you're fully awake.
I can handle that, right?
Good, yeah.
Driving, eating, or engaging in other activities while not fully awake without remembering the event the next day have been reported.
Oh, boy.
Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, agitation, hallucinations, or confusion.
All right.
Alcohol or taking other medicines that make you sleepy may increase these risks.
Oh, it will.
In depressed patients, worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur.
Okay, suicide.
Okay, good.
Intermezzo, like most sleep medicines, has some risk of dependency.
Mm-hmm.
Common side effects are headache, nausea, and fatigue.
Common.
So if you suffer from middle-of-the-night insomnia...
Holy crap!
So the way they have to do this is the government requires them to list all the side effects in the ad. That's how they get away with running ads, which is crazy to me that they're marketing prescriptions to the consumer like we're doctors and we can go, I need that.
Uh-huh.
The fact is only two countries in the free world allow prescription drug advertising on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The USA and New Zealand,
and the problem,
which has fewer people than Pittsburgh. These are the only two countries that allow prescription drug advertising on TV.
And the problem with this, it's a minute 30 commercial.
Yeah.
And about 45 seconds of that commercial are the side effects.
Half? Yeah, 50%.
So what they do is they try to bury it in the middle. Here's all the ways you can die from this. And then at the end, they're like,
but look,
so
at
the end, it's like they didn't hear it. The same girl at the end, she's like, and may cause death. So if you have trouble,
but if you say it in a very pleasing and pleasant manner, it's not quite as
bad. Or a British accent,
This is true with all drugs. You know, you hear the side effects and they scare you. I used to read them on magazines. You know, you'd see them in magazines because the page would be about the drug and how great it is. And you'd flip the page and the entire back page would be all the side effects and stuff.
Right.
There's a drug out there that's used for people who are on an antidepressant. And no, Manti Te'o, I didn't say a Manti depressant. This is an antidepressant, and it's not working. You can add in this drug called Abilify.
Here's me, and here's my depression. Before I started taking, I was taking an antidepressant alone. Most days, I could put on a brave face and muddle through, but...
All right, so you've all heard that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, she's trying to sell us, non-doctors, that this is a thing that we need. So we'll go to the doctor and say, I would like some Abilify, please. I'd like to try it. Well, why do the pharmaceutical companies want to go direct to us? Because they spend billions of dollars with hiring hot pharmaceutical reps out of college.
Yeah, they do.
That have to go suck up to doctors all day long and suck up to their staff and, get access to that doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, now they can bypass all that because the patient's coming in asking for the drug.
They know what they want.
Yeah. Can you imagine doing this with cancer?
No.
Like, hey, I don't want that kind of chemo, okay? I just saw this commercial last night. Let's try this kind of chemo.
Yeah, Doc, let me tell you what
I'm
need
in charge
to do.
Here.
Yeah, let me tell you what I need you to do to me.
So Abilify sounds great. It'll help your antidepressant start working again.
Well, in addition to the antidepressant you're already taking.
Yeah, but you might want to worry somewhat about these side effects.
Okay.
Call your doctor if your depression worsens or if you have unusual changes in behavior or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly dementia patients taking have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor if you have high fever, stiff muscles, and confusion to address a possible life-threatening condition.
Wow.
Or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, as these could become permanent.
Oh, wow.
High blood sugar has been reported with and medicines like it. In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death. Mm. Other risks include decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
After you give me with coma or maybe death, you can stop right there.
Now, you know what freaked me out is I got prescribed something and the doctor told me one of the side effects would be symptoms similar to those of Parkinson's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
I go, I would rather be suicidal than shaking everywhere all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like shaking like I have Parkinson's.
I don't want to be suicidal either, though.
No, not really.
There's got to be a better side effect that we can choose.
You see the doctor calling you going,
so how's it working out with the Abilify?
Well, I just woke up from a coma after 9 years, but I'm not depressed.
Missed my son's graduation.
I'm not depressed. Everything. I don't even know where I am. I mean, what year is it?
Yeah. That's scary.
All right. Let's move on to another one. See if you would take this drug, which I won't name. You don't have any idea what it does. Here we go.
When you're depressed,
where here we go again.
Go?
Home.
Nowhere.
Who do you feel like seeing?
Nothing.
No one. Oh.
All right. So when a doctor is diagnosing you with depression, let's say you walk in, JC.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, JC? Dr. Watson here. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Watson.
What's going on?
I'm not feeling myself lately.
Do you feel sad?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you feel as if you're the only person on Earth?
At times, yeah.
No one cares.
Right, yeah.
No one truly cares.
Yeah, you know what? No. Yeah.
I mean, is this the way to get for medicine to be?
No, they guide you that way. They do. Everybody's felt that.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I'm feeling
that. Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Depression hurts in so many ways.
It hurts.
Sadness, loss of interest, anxiety.
Versus coma, death, and strangulation.
Severe liver problems, some fatal, were reported. Signs include abdominal pain and yellowing of the skin or eyes.
Talk with your doctor
about your medicines, including those for migraine, or if you have high fever, confusion, and stiff muscles, to address a possible life-threatening condition. Tell your doctor about alcohol use, liver disease, and before you reduce or stop taking. Dizziness or fainting may occur upon standing. Side effects include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah.
If I wasn't depressed before, I will be after I do.
Yeah, I'm happy, but I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 months. Yeah.
They mentioned fatal and near death.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
All right. But you still listen to all that, and you're like, it won't happen to me. Yeah. It can't happen to me. Yeah.
See if you might like to tell your doctor to get me some of this.
It was a weekend to relax with friends and family. But even here, there was no escaping it.
No, I'm still depressed.
It's called moderate to severe chronic plaque psoriasis.
You know what? Oh. You're just a huge beating, whoever you are, this person walking around.
She has a skin condition.
She has plaque psoriasis. Okay.
Once again, I had to deal with these embarrassing, flaky, painful red patches.
Get breast milk.
It was time for us.
You don't want to put that in your Match.com profile, do you?
Flaky, painful patches. Yeah.
What if this is in your profile?
I had to deal with these embarrassing, flaky, painful red patches. It was time for a serious talk with my dermatologist. This time, he prescribed. It fights my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
All right. And psoriasis is something that Kim Kardashian struggles with.
Right.
So that means if she's taking this, she also has to deal with a few minor side effects, such as.
Can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis. Serious, sometimes fatal events can occur, such as infections, lymphoma, or other types of cancer.
Liver
and nervous system problems.
Oh, it causes cancer.
Allergic reactions and new or worsening heart failure. Your doctor should test you for TB. Ask your doctor if you live or have been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Tell your doctor if you...
My doctor's not going to know if there's fungal infections in my area.
He should have stopped that. Ask your doctor if you'll live. That's where he should have stopped. Yeah.
How about ask your doctor what you should take? Not walk in and ask him if there's a fungal virus in the area.
See if you had a fungal virus in the area.
Or have symptoms such as fever, fatigue, cough, or sores.
All right, this is one of my favorites. Listen to this one.
Pretenditrin is not for everyone.
Pretenditrin.
Side effects may include nausea, dizziness, false sense of security, bleed outs, and shortness of breath.
Bleed outs?
Are you going to bleed out?
It's called Pretenditrin. That can't be legit.
Or fall asleep during normal activities such as driving. Or feel faint or dizzy when you stand up. Tell your doctor if you experience these problems. If you drink alcohol, are taking medicines that make you drowsy, or if you experience increased gambling, sexual, or other intense urges.
What?
Other side effects include nausea.
Increased gambling?
Increased gambling.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that
one. Yeah, but the latter one.
Never heard that one.
But the latter one, you know guys are slipping that into their wives' drinks.
Oh, yeah, risky sexual activity.
Hey.
Come on, honey.
She might get lymphoma, but man, she's going to be into it.
Wow.
Serious side effects include worsening of an enlarged prostate, possible increased risk of prostate cancer, lower sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet, or body, enlarged or painful breasts, problems breathing during sleep, and blood clots in the legs.
Call your doctor if you have high fever.
All right. You know what?
I'm not so sick after all,
you know what I'm going to call my doctor? When all that stuff happens to me, that's what I'll call my doctor.
What do you got to treat that? To address a possible life-threatening condition, or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, these could become permanent. In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death.
Oh, cool.
Other risks include decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
Serious, sometimes fatal events can occur, such as infections, lymphoma, or other types of cancer.
Jeez.
Blood, liver, and nervous system problems.
How do they sell this stuff?
I don't know.
And new or worsening heart failure. Ask your doctor if you live or have been to a region where certain fungal infections are common.
My goodness.
I don't know how to sell it.
This is so hilarious that we're like self-diagnosing and this is what...
But it's like when you go to have a headache for a couple of days and you go to WebMD and it tells you you probably have a brain tumor. You know, you just get paranoid.
And look, they have to tell you anything that's ever happened to anybody who took it, they have to tell you about it. It doesn't mean they're all that unsafe. But how does a thinking, calm person go, yeah, that's worth it? Coma?
You really don't think the side effects will happen to you.
Exactly.
And you know, we had a guy here who...
Hang on. Let me ask you a question, Doc. What kind of cancer am I going to get when I take this?
Is it treatable?
Is it going to be the bad cancer or the good cancer? I mean, really?
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
The side effects of these drugs, they have to tell us every single thing it could possibly do. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're telling advertising agencies, okay, sell them the product, now unsell it, now sell it again. That's how it works. That's how it works. Abilify, Cymbalta, Mirapex. These are some of the drugs you're talking about.
What's Why don't you beep the name out, then you tell them what they are.
But because I didn't tell you which ones are.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get sued.
They all have side effects.
You'll get sued because they have to say it in the disclaimer.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Big Al, maybe you need something like this for being too sensitive.
May cause manliness.
No, he needs the deer antler spray, and apparently that's very hard to find.
Really?
They said it's all sold out everywhere.
May cause proposals and chronic need for commitment.
And turning into Ray Lewis.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
JC, you teased us this morning that you had an awkward moment in the shower.
Yeah, I did.
What the heck happened?
Were you in there alone?
Yeah, I was there. Kason and I were having a daddy-son time.
You're taking a shower with the baby.
Well, I worked out, and he was in there. And I don't like staying sweaty. I just feel gross. So I like to take a shower after I work out.
Okay.
And we have this walk-in.
Me too, at least once a week.
And and I'll usually take Kason in there, and I'll shut all the doors. I'll shut the toilet door so he doesn't put his arm in there again. Yeah. I'll shut the closet. So it's just him sitting there on this little play pad.
Okay.
And he'll read his books, or he'll play with his toys for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
At the most 10 minutes if I feel like taking a long shower.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm shampooing my hair, and all of a sudden,
oh boy,
I just feel a little tug on my kneecap there for a minute, enough to make me jump and almost fall over.
And this is that critical moment when you have the eyes closed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 60 seconds of washing your hair, and in that moment,
I always think that's when that stalker's going to kill me.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I can't close my eyes in the shower.
I jumped. Hit my head a little bit on the shower head.
You did.
Yeah, I didn't fall over, and I opened my eye enough.
Be honest, did you ever think it was me?
Because it could have been.
I wondered when you were going to break into my house and touch me while I was naked in the shower.
I was making a height joke.
Oh, I thought you were creeping up.
I opened my eye. The water hits me enough to open my eye. And I see Kason standing there getting blasted by the shower.
Yeah.
In his clothes. Like he's wearing
his shirt,
his jeans.
Babies are great.
His little shoes. And he's having a blast laughing hysterically.
He's won.
And that's when I realized having one of those cool walk-in showers with no tub is going to be a problem with little boy who likes to sneak in there.
Uh-huh.
But I have no idea how he did it. I didn't hear him. I didn't feel the door even open at all. He just was standing there touching my knee naked. Just laughing at me.
Aww.
I don't think my son should be laughing at me when I'm naked, by the way.
Were you singing to yourself?
Yeah, I was singing.
It was drowned out. Yeah, Any noise was drowned out by your own voice.
I had a good friend, and a good friend is a guy that'll come over and stay with you at your house because you need a ride to the doctor and a ride home the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over and stayed with me and brought his dog with him.
Uh-huh.
And I made the mistake of going into the bathroom while he was in the shower.
Okay.
But it's dudes. We're friends.
It's
no
fine.
Big deal. And it was a phone call, and I wanted to see if he wanted it then. So I walk in, kind of scream around the corner, hey, on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And I look in, and he's taking a shower with the dog.
Mm-hmm. With the dog?
That's weird.
That's why I think.
And he said, and he said to me after, the dog just will not allow me to take a shower without him.
So it's like every time?
It'll be a 20-minute fight. Of the dog yelling, crying, barking, trying to get in the shower. And he says it's just easier now just to let him in because he loves water.
Wow.
See, I would understand doing that every once in a while if you're in a hurry and doing two chores
at once. Oh, he tries to lock the dog out of the bathroom, but the dog will scratch the door and, you know.
It's still going to be a 20-minute thing. You got to drive the dog off before he can walk around
That's
the house
the
anyway.
Right.
Pretty weird, though.
Jeez. No, never.
I don't understand how little kids just sneak into places when you're not. Expect that.
No,
you don't hear them. They don't laugh. They're like the little ninjas.
You got to watch them every second. Because, I mean, fortunately, that was a happy situation. But, I mean, you just don't know what can happen.
That's why I close every door. That's why you never know when I have my eyes closed. But I figure that I would be fine in the shower without him sneaking in there. Yeah.
Right. That was the worst as a new mom, is trying to time it out when you could take showers. So, I mean, there would be, new moms can say, there would be days sometimes when you don't bathe because you can't leave your baby for a second. Yeah. You don't know what's going on. You're in a panicky state. Yeah. Stinky new mom syndrome.
Yeah.
I wish I had an excuse like that.
I was watching. So, D.L. Hughley was saying, what's a comedian, that his niece got into some trouble with drugs and lost her kids temporarily. So D.L.'s wife says, let's take the kids. And he reluctantly agrees. And so they have this person come over to their house to make sure that they're okay to take custody of the kids. And the lady is like, okay, you've got a pool in the backyard. We're going to need a fence all the way around that pool. We're going to need a monitor that goes off with an alarm. And if the water is penetrated in any way, you need to have double deadbolts on the back door. Now, moving along, you need a carbon monoxide monitor in here. We need 3 extra smoke alarms. And DL turns to her and goes, the kids live in a crack house. Do I really need? They're fine now.
Yeah,
and they live
house.
In a crack house.
Right.
Goes, we didn't get the kids. Dang it.
Dang. Classroom Musical is back. We're looking for one classroom to sing and dance their way to a complete classroom makeover. Details at kidnation.com. Kid Craddock in the morning.
He got like 3 weeks on that, so it's not a big rush. But get the info at kidnation.com. What's the dollar amount? Have we said that? $1,500 per classroom if we pick yours. And there's 3 categories,
yep.
K through 4, 5 through 8. That's my specialty because I went to 5th grade twice. And 9 through 12.
Right. We had such good entries last year, too.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, I was so proud of some of those kids and what they did, and I hated that they all couldn't win. Well, let's be honest, some of them didn't deserve to win.
Yeah, some of them just really did not put any effort.
Some of them just kind of sang something and said Kid Craddock in the middle, and that's not going to win it for you. I mean, go back. It'd be really good for you to go back and look at last year's contestants.
Yeah.
Don't we have some examples posted on Kid Nation?
Yeah.
And you'll see kind of what can be done.
Well, they're all over Facebook. You just got to search it.
Yeah, but we made it easier for you to link to some of them on KidNation.com.
There you go.
Did you hear that they're already taking bets? I was talking to someone at the gym yesterday who's making all these bets on Beyonce, and like you can bet on how she's going to wear her hair. Yeah, like if she's going to wear it curly or wavy
or straight.
You can bet on how she's going to wear, Beyonce's going to wear her hair.
It'll be wavy.
The bet I would take on Beyonce is will Beyonce fall? She is notorious for falling down during her shows.
Is that one of them?
If it's not, it should be because she... Usually, I bet the odds are...
Usually, she falls down?
Usually. I've seen her fall, and there's, like, videos on YouTube of her falling.
I need stats on that, though.
Yeah.
Like 25%, 20%.
I would take that bet that she will fall.
Most of these proposition bets that you make on the Super Bowl are about the game. Like, who's going to score the first touchdown? Which team? Which
coin
player?
Flip.
Yeah. And they attach odds to it, and if you don't know what odds are, I mean, of course you do. It's like... the likelihood determines the odds. If it's very unlikely, it might be like 100 to 1.
Yeah.
Meaning you bet a dollar, you could win 100, but it's likely to not happen.
Right.
It's not likely to happen. But then they go into the ones that even people who don't care about football can bet on, like Beyonce. Last year it was Kelly Clarkson's dress. What color would she wear?
Or would she wear pants?
Or would she wear pants?
Yeah.
They do how long is the national anthem going to be?
Right. That's one of them.
Right.
They're saying like 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Who's singing the anthem this year?
I can't remember now.
I can't remember either.
I'll Google while y'all talk about something
Alicia
else.
Keys.
The real
Alicia Keys.
Yeah. The real popular one, too, is what color is the Gatorade going to be when they dump it on the coach at the end of the game?
The favorite is clear or water, and that bet will, $100 bet wins $150 if you make that bet.
Clear or water, that's boring.
I think one is how many times will they say the word Harborough?
What is it, Al?
I always get it confused with my sister's new last name.
Oh, boy.
Harbor.
Since you became a woman, you can't pronounce football words either.
Harborough?
Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
You own a sports bar.
Ball, but leave off the L.
I did the same thing with my sister's last name, which is Yarborough.
Okay.
I don't know what
All right.
is.
So the only reason you messed up that name is because of your sister. So what are the first names of the two coaches?
Jim and John?
No.
John and... Yeah, it is.
No, it's John and Jim. Sorry. They're pretty easy names.
You're expecting him to get it wrong. That's why you said
pretty easy names. How long will the national anthem last? The over-under is 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Will both coaches wear hats?
Yes.
If you hadn't heard it 75,000 times, there are two brothers coaching in this. Will they dress alike? The odds that both wear hats are 1 in 1,000.
But they both?
Yeah.
I know John wears a hat.
It's actually
all the
10
time.
To 1. It's like $100 wins $1,000.
Because John always wears a hat.
And if they don't, that's plus 600. So they're saying that they will wear hats. They will both wear
okay,
hats.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
What are the odds on Dan Marino finding out about another kid? Or us finding out about another kid that he had?
Yeah. How about Jay-Z and Beyonce? You can wager that Jay-Z will join her on stage. Hmm. Now, that's one.
I would love that.
If I am running a sports book, I don't put that one on there. Because there's at least one guy out there who knows the answer to that, who could bet $100 million
yeah,
on it
right?
and put me out of business.
Uh-huh.
If you're Jay-Z and you know you're not going to go up there, or know that you are,
yeah,
don't you tell a couple of friends?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you might want to put a little wager on this, like everything you have, because it's a guaranteed win.
And then
you right?
can screw him at the last minute mm-hmm. if you wanted to.
I guess, you know, he could break his leg or something walking onto the stage, and then that
yeah.
wouldn't
mm-hmm.
happen, but... That's a pretty safe bet.
Sure.
Jay-Z knows if he's going up there or
right.
not. Well, as we've done in the past, we're going to give listeners a chance to bet on these proposition bets. And here's how we're going to do it. I've got more of these, like about, there's probably, we'll narrow it down to 10.
Okay.
We're going to give you $200 to spread out among those 10 bets.
Nice.
And you can bet 20 bucks on this, 20 on that. You can choose as few as you want. You can put, but when we get to the end, if you have any money left, you have to put it on the last one. You have to spend the whole 200.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
So, that's coming up on Friday. Somebody's going to win the chance to
cool.
make a lot of money. And if they hit on all 10, we just took 10 random questions on average and said, if they, you know, if they get all 10 of these right,
mm-hmm.
the $200 would pay $750,000 if they got them all right.
Whoa.
Now, that's probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
But that's if they get them all right and they take the ones that are the hugest odds.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
you need to make sure you actually put the money down this time, like with the Derby when we took
those
bets.
I was so scared last
take
time.
The money because then you would have had to pay her like 15
oh,
grand.
Man.
That
like,
was close. We didn't put the bet down.
Yeah, we forgot. We have a guy in Vegas that we can call and say, hey, you know, book this bet for us. And somebody picked like this super long shot in the Kentucky Derby. So right before the Derby, I call Sonny Joe and I'm like, hey, did you put that bet down? And he's like, no, but it's no big deal. It's the horse is going off at 150 to 1. And I'm like, well, so if that horse wins, that's going to cost us $15,000. Ah, it's fine.
Yeah, anyway,
that
yeah.
horse led the entire race.
It came in second place.
It came in second.
Oh.
There's still a stain on my couch from that. I have a guy come over and get that fixed up.
Ew.
So listen, Friday morning. Is that tomorrow? Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
And we'll also give our Super Bowl predictions for the game. Not that anybody cares, but...
Yeah, why not?
Know. Al, do you know who's playing?
Yes, I know
okay.
who's playing.
All right, just checking.
Yes. I ordered my Ravens jersey today.
I thought maybe you were planning for Valentine's Day or something for Dr. Girlfriend.
You ordered
you're
a jersey?
So weird. Just yeah. a few weeks ago during the playoffs, you're like, I'm going to get a Redskins jersey, which is highly offensive.
Yeah, yeah. I went with Ravens. I mean, you know.
Did you get one of those pink ones with the
No, I got the guy jersey. I got a Rice jersey.
So yeah. you're choosing the Ravens?
Yeah.
How come?
I like Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's two, that's always two questions for guys. It's who you're rooting
like
for
purple,
and who's
yeah.
going to win. A lot of times we know the team we're choosing is likely to not win, you know, because like if you've got a team that's like a 20-point underdog,
yeah.
they might be your favorite team, but if you're asked which team's going to win, you're going to pick the other one.
See,
but
I want the 49ers to win, and they're supposed to, right?
Right.
It's like
uh-huh.
4.5,
yeah.
right? But I think the Ravens are going to win.
But Al broke a man rule.
Hmm. What?
If you have a favorite football team, that is your team. That's like your
yeah.
girlfriend.
No, you can pick a Super Bowl team if your team's not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can pick it. You just don't buy another
yeah, you don't
uniform
buy another jersey.
And put it on.
Didn't you hear his blog today?
You can't do that.
The only way Big Al
do.
The only way Big Al would root for Baltimore is if it was the Baltimore Raven Simones.
But that's what girls do. You know,
yeah.
they order the cute little jersey.
Yeah.
You can't turn your back on your team like that.
Who are the quarterbacks?
Colin Kaepernick.
Mm.
And Joe Flacco.
And Joe Flacco.
Who'll be a free agent next year and going to get paid.
Never heard of either one of them.
I think JC said something about the Capper boy.
Yeah, Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick's like one of the most
adopted.
Exciting
well,
guys
that,
to watch.
He's getting
like,
a lot of attention for those
yeah.
tattoos, right?
Yeah.
No, it was, well,
he's
Rick
got more
Riley,
than AJ McLaren.
Rick Riley from ESPN wrote an article about because Colin Kaepernick's adopted.
Yeah.
And they were talking about his birth mother and how she wants to.
Now, is he really adopted or did he create an adopted?
No, he's really adopted. He's adopted by this couple.
Big family.
Yeah. And it talks about how his birth mother gave him up for adoption and how he just doesn't want to meet her. He doesn't want to be in touch with her.
Wow.
And she has tried and she,
now he's a big football star.
Now but she tried before. He just won't meet her. Doesn't and he's not it. Curious at all. And
wow.
And
he has a mom.
He has a mom, yeah. He goes, I don't need to. This is my family, and it's...
Yeah. I came out of her stomach. Big deal. This is my mom.
Yeah, but you still want to see where your roots come from, why she did. You want to ask
her questions. He may change his mind.
But I don't need to be friends with you to have that. I just want your medical records.
It's like when I met my bio dad. I didn't... At first, you don't want a relationship. You just want to learn. And then you just want, okay, go on.
But he doesn't want that, so...
Right, so... But it's a cool article.
A.J. McCarron, by the way, the other guy with all the tats... he's the Alabama quarterback, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend, you know, they showed in the crowd, she's Miss Alabama.
Right, Captain
and that's,
Whip.
That's when Brent Musburger was like, look how hot she is.
Yeah, all your boys start
man, if I was an 82, I'd be all over that like the Haitians on Miami.
Yeah, Inside Edition has her, right? Inside Edition has her in New Orleans right now covering. I haven't seen any of it. I'm sure it's pretty high quality.
She's doing interviews for Inside Edition, and she's not bad.
Good.
She's actually decent at it.
Wow. She's a pageant girl. She has been groomed for public speaking.
Mm-hmm. But usually she's answering the questions. Maybe that would be a good thing for her since she's Miss Alabama.
The players could
ask her a question. She could be like, I personally believe that U.S. Americans root for the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. Thank you. Be a good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You going to watch the game, Kelly? You have any plans for Sunday?
I don't know. It starts so late. I was just talking to that about that day out. Well, because my girlfriend lives about 45 minutes north of me, and she invited me to a Super Bowl party. It doesn't start till like 6.
Right.
And then I have to get drive 45 minutes back home and put Emma Kelly to bed.
This
so it's like I'd
hours.
Only be there for a minute. So it's like, why go?
I'll let the network know on that. Maybe they can back
I think 6 o'clock's too late.
Do you?
Don't you agree?
The game has creeped later and later.
It didn't. It used to be like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was at 2 o'clock at one point.
Yeah. They got to stretch it out so they can get more commercials, baby.
Mm-hmm. Not just stretch it out. They want it in prime time.
Yeah.
They want it to beat every prime time show. That's when the ads cost more.
Right.
Right.
See,
I don't think they can cost anymore.
I hate to say it. I don't really like the Super Bowl.
You know.
I just think the playoffs are so much more entertaining. And then when you get to the Super Bowl, it's like, all right.
Well, I used to watch for the commercials, but now they leak the commercials. That used to be the biggest deal was the anticipation of seeing the commercials.
It's not enough now to have a great commercial in the Super Bowl. It has to go viral before the Super Bowl.
And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It took all the specialness out of it.
That's what GoDaddy did to us and some others. And so, like, Volkswagen has one that's pretty controversial right now. We'll play it on Kid TV here in a little bit if we can.
It's like opening up your Christmas presents, wrapping them all back up and putting them under the tree. It
just
takes everything out.
I agree.
That's the only reason I hate watching it at my bar, because you can't really hear it. You know, you can see the commercial, you can see the Budweiser horse.
But everybody starts talking during the break.
Everybody starts talking, and, you know, you just can't really hear the audio that well.
Well, if you're one of the lucky ones that gets to go to the game at the Superdome in New Orleans, then you've got a lot of food choices. There'll be more than 100 chefs working that day. 100 and 1,000 servers providing food for the fans. What's the most expensive food you can get at the game? Give me a price. What do you think the single item most expensive would be?
Lobster tail, maybe?
Give me a price.
$200?
No, it's 30 bucks.
Okay. I thought they'd get
ribs or something, some type of barbecue.
Okay,
maybe.
Look.
I don't think where you are.
New Orleans. So, like, some kind of Cajun.
Shrimp cocktail.
$30.
I'm going to say some, like, gourmet po' boys out there.
The cheapest food you can get at the Super Bowl is nachos.
Okay.
$8. Mm. And fans at the game are expected to eat 10,000 pounds of shrimp, 700 gallons of gumbo, and 3,000 pounds of alligator sausage.
Mm.
They'll also eat 6,000 pounds of rice, 150 gallons of spinach artichoke dip, and 18,000 pounds of smoked pork. That's all inside the stadium.
Wow.
Those sound like good options. Alligator's a little chewy for me.
It's the obesity bowl.
But, man, New Orleans is a great place to have a Super Bowl. There's so much to do there, and it's so fun. The city's just so fun.
Imagine if you want a ticket to the Super Bowl and they're like, you can either go this year or next year. We'll let you know.
This was last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, okay, which one did I get? Oh, you have last year. You have this year's. Last year. Indianapolis.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, I think it should be in New Orleans every single time.
Or Miami.
It should be in South Beach.
No. New Orleans every time.
I agree. Something like that.
Yeah.
I think. Miami's okay, But it's so spread out. New Orleans is smaller.
Yeah.
And it just feels like there's nothing like being on Bourbon Street the night before an LSU game or a Saints game.
See, that's the thing. You don't have to rent a car in New Orleans. You just get a ride to the airport or get a ride to your hotel and just start walking.
The coaches don't like it, though, because if you go to a party city like Miami or New Orleans, you're scared that one of your players is going to go do something stupid.
Yeah.
And
they always
end up on the news. And they always do.
They always do.
Why haven't they built some kind of arena to do it in Vegas?
Yeah. That would work.
They are about to.
I mean, I would just think with all the gambling, why is there not, why don't they have like the Super Bowl and the World Series in Las
Vegas?
So
funny you say that, because we were taking a long car ride out just a couple weeks ago to this racetrack, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. That's where I posted the pictures of, I got to drive a Ferrari around the track.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, the driver goes, you see the land they're clearing over here? They're going to build, they're trying to get it passed now to build a $100 million dome stadium there.
They should.
And I'm like, for who? UNLV?
Yeah. You know, I know the answer to that.
They're like, no, we're going to have a college bowl game, a big one, and we're going to try to get the Super Bowl. If the Super Bowl goes to Vegas one time, it'll never leave.
I thought you were going to say the rodeo.
The rodeo.
Somebody told me that there is like...
So random.
No, it's not. I didn't know this either. I was talking to somebody. They said, we need to all go to Vegas. We need to plan it out during the rodeo. I was like, what are you talking about? They said it's the hugest event in Las Vegas every year is the rodeo.
Wow, I thought that might be...
I didn't know that.
CES.
Thought
that
somebody
was pretty
told
big.
Me. This
I thought
somebody
that
told
adult
me.
Expo
all right, is the
big.
Consumer electronics show bigger than the rodeo? Give us a call.
I'm just telling you.
Combine
what they told me. I don't know. I just go by what people tell me.
Yeah. That's probably not a good plan to just go by what people tell
I'm
you.
I'm a very trusting person.
Okay.
They can have the
they
adult.
Do have
see,
it up there.
Now you're telling millions.
Well, they can they can all believe
they
it's
just
true.
Told you.
You know what? If enough people believe it, that makes it true.
I got in a cab once, and I love to ask the cab drivers about the city, mostly for comedy reasons.
Yeah.
And I do it only in the city where I live.
Okay.
You know? Or a city that I know really
so
well.
So you act like you're not from there to see how well they know the place?
I'll even speak in a bad British accent or something, or Australian accent. So I'll be like, hey, mate, how's it going? Tell me about, so this is Dallas, huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I had this one driver who told me that the number one sport in Dallas is, of course, soccer. number one.
Well, to him, maybe.
Yeah. I said, what's the number one industry in Texas? And he said steel mills.
Steel mill?
Yeah. He's from Pakistan. He'd been here about an hour.
Did he think
and he knew
Pittsburgh
all about the city. Never take advice from a cab driver. It was either paid for or he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think he'd talk more about oil and gas.
Nope, had no idea.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
No such thing.
Oh, and the average income of someone who lives in Dallas is over $200,000 a year.
Wow. I'm
that's what he told
Dallas.
Me.
Well, then I am.
Isn't
so
that funny to perspective? Yeah, me too. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. You know, I Have a Dream week ended, but the I Have a Dream didn't. And we're still going to be granting dreams throughout the course of the next several months. If you'd like to get one of your dreams granted, I mean, if you'd like to get your dream, not one of them, your dream granted, we have to know about it first. And the place to tell us what it is on KidNation.com.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.